With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. House Republicans elect Mike Johnson as their fourth speaker nominee.
House Republicans selected Johnson as their next speaker nominee in a secret ballot vote Tuesday night after Majority Whip Tom Emmer from Minnesota abandoned the race earlier in the day, just hours after he was selected as the latest GOP nominee. Republicans will hold a roll call vote behind closed doors Wednesday morning to see if Johnson can secure the 217 votes required to win the gavel.
Congressional correspondent Edwin Mora reporting. Israel says it launched 400 airstrikes over the past day, killing Hamas commanders, hitting militants as they prepared to fire rockets into Israel, and striking command centers and a Hamas tunnel shaft. Israel reported 300 strikes on the day before. Israeli military dropped leaflets in Gaza asking Palestinians to reveal information on the hostages' whereabouts. In exchange, the military promised a reward and protection for the informant's home. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump's former White House chief of staff apparently is talking with federal prosecutors in the 2020 election interference case.
ABC News reports that Mark Meadows was granted immunity to testify under oath in special counsel Jack Smith's case. The network cites unnamed sources who say Meadows told prosecutors that he repeatedly told Trump following the election the allegations of significant voting fraud were baseless. According to the report, Meadows spoke with Smith's investigators at least three times and appeared once before a federal grand jury. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The off-duty airline pilot who tried to cut the engines on a flight in midair told police he'd been struggling with depression and had taken some psychedelic mushrooms before the incident. He's facing 83 counts of attempted murder. His attorneys entered not guilty pleas on his behalf. SRN News. Some interesting views on faith and politics from mainline Protestant pastors.
According to a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, nearly half of all mainline clergymen think it would be great if more of our elected leaders belonged to non-Christian faiths or were non-religious altogether. Breaking the numbers down by denomination, more than half of pastors in the Episcopal Church USA, PCUSA, and United Church of Christ believe that what America needs now is less Christian leadership. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee Republican leaders escalating their calls to reject millions of federal dollars rather than comply with requirements that promote abortion in the LGBT agenda. GOP lawmakers are talking about cutting off nearly $2 billion in federal education dollars because it comes with so many strings attached. In fact, a growing number of states are reconsidering federal money as the Biden administration tries to use the grants to enforce its views on transgenderism. SRN News. Two commercial turkey facilities in Iowa have been hit with the bird flu.
About 100,000 birds had to be killed to prevent the disease from spreading. The Iowa Department of Agriculture reported the infected poultry flocks within weeks of a turkey farm in South Dakota and one in Utah reporting the first outbreak since April in the U.S., raising concerns that more could follow. Bird flu last year cost U.S. poultry producers nearly 59 million birds across 47 states. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. John Scott reported.
An outbreak of salmonella poisoning linked to bagged pre-cut onions recalled by California-based Gill's Onions of Oxnard after at least 73 people in 22 states were sickened, including 15 hospitalized. The onions had a use-by date of August 2023. They're no longer for sale, but consumers may still have them in their freezers. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.